Good morning. This is Portia Hudak Chandler, all the way from Houston, Texas. And I know it is super early in the morning, but you know what? I was having one of those surreal moments this morning where most of the time when I'm meditating in the morning, it's all for me. It's all for my mind. And the way I look at it is it's the way I build up my defense for my days. Of course, talking to hundreds of people over the course of a day. And most of the time they're pulling, tugging. And I have to have something to give. And at the end of the day, I usually feel really, really depleted because I need to fill back up. I need to fill back up on knowledge. I need to fill back up on encouragement. I need to fill back up on inspiration. And even though a lot of us like to say that we feel very fulfilled in our jobs, I'll have to say that helping people gives me a very fulfilled and satisfied feeling, but sometimes it can leave me feeling very empty. And so today, this morning, as I was just in meditation with God, I just thought about how special, how wonderful, how fantastic it is to be God's child, to just be His, because there are some benefits in being a child of God. And I know that we just say words, and words are just random combinations of letters and definitions that have been twisted and meanings that have double and triple effects on people. And so we don't pay that much attention to words. And so words hurt, harm, and heal at the same time. And so the odd part about the effect that words have is that most of the time when you're trying to help, you're not. And when you're trying to heal, you can't. And when you're trying to hurt someone, well, I guess that's the only one that's real consistent. Although there are some times that you are using words that your intent is not really to hurt anyone, but they do. And so this morning in meditation, I just thought about how it is to be God's child, how sweet it is to be God's child. There are benefits to being God's child. And when you experience those benefits, or when you know you have the rights of those benefits, it's almost like a parent, you know, parent-child relationship. Your parents happen to be very successful in life, and they've made a name for themselves and or stacked their bank account up a little bit. And, you know, you grow up expecting what they or the fruit of their labors have rendered. And so without a, you know, second guess or a second doubt, there could have been other people that helped them. There could have been other people that really stand in place for what they've done and rightfully deserve the share of, you know, what they've done. But because of the connection to the parent, it automatically feels like it belongs to the child. And that's what God is saying. God is saying, you know, you can smile this morning because you know that you're my child. And even though you may have done some things, or maybe you haven't really worked for it, the fruit of your labor doesn't produce this type of benefit, it's the connection. It's the connection. It's the connection you have with your Father and His benefit that makes you a blessing this morning. I am super excited to know that I am God's child, and being His child has benefits. I'm just Portia Chandler. I tell my own story. Do you?